section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Bill DeMott is in the news, new TNA Tag Champs, and the IC title is getting some love at WrestleMania. All this and much, much more in this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Off the Mark, we are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So what's the situation with Brock Lesnar now, Aaron?
So we had talked about it last week. There were a lot of rumors that were flying around, including a very false rumor of Roman Reigns failing a drug test that I know that you had brought up. And it was not on the show, of course, but it's something that we had talked about and how you said it would be pretty funny if true. But obviously we know now that it was not about that. It was a dispute over the contract and basically what is going to be going on forward. This is something I said, and it sounds like it is coming true, which is that Brock Lesnar has a certain amount of time left that he could be a UFC fighter. And right now he's in his late 30s. And so he can still put on some pretty good matches and make a lot of money in the octagon and then come back to WWE a little bit later. And so he wants to do that, but Vince McMahon wants him to stay. And so they're trying to figure out a way that he can do both. And the thing is, I think it would be smart for WWE to do that. You know, that's something that I don't know how you feel about it. But what do you think about a wrestler who is also an MMA fighter?
Isn't Bobby Lashley that way right now?
Yep.
Now, here's my thing. The WWE considers the UFC their main competition. When you think about it, you know, there's an argument there that they could be, because look at all the buys that they're doing. I mean, the one that they just had last Saturday, Ronda Rousey, I was upset. I didn't buy it, thank goodness. I almost did, but for a 15-second main event, that wouldn't have been worth it to me. But anyways, that's beside the point. I don't think that you'd want to have it's like if you had Brock Lesnar going to TNA, wrestling a pay-per-view there, and then a few weeks later you return to the WWE as your champ. You could do some cross-promotion thing, but it's all about Vince McMahon and Dana White. Can they work something out? But here's the weird part. Is it more because CM Punk is with the UFC now, or is it more?
No,
you don't think it has anything.
I thought we were going to go much longer without talking about CM Punk. Oh man,
I had to throw that in there.
You broke the streak. I think we're on one episode.
Yeah, okay. We'll keep the counter going. But anyways, I guess the way I look at it, Triple H is a fan of it, and he's gone to shows. So why wouldn't you want your WWE champion, especially if he wins? Lesnar does have some time left. I mean, you know, it's eat, sleep.
No show repeat.
Well, that or go to UFC, fail, come back to the WWE, repeat. You know, you could say something along those lines.
You know, I think it would be good, though. It would be good business for him to be. If they worked out dates correctly and he did a WWE pay-per-view, and then he went to UFC, and let's say he fought somebody huge and won the title there. Let's say he became the UFC champion. To go to WWE, I doubt that they would allow him to wear that title. But to be able to say, and this is the current reigning UFC champion taking on Roman Reigns, and Roman Reigns wins, guess what? You are now saying that Roman Reigns is better than the UFC champion. So that would be really big for WWE. I don't think Dana White would have an issue with it as much, because I think that he doesn't look at WWE as being a competitor personally. But I think Vince McMahon, behind closed doors, looks at them as being a competitor.
Which is weird, because it's something completely different. I mean, here's my problem. I'll just say this right now. The reason why I don't like the UFC is because at one point it was every other month they'd have a pay-per-view. Then it became every month. Now it's like every 3 weeks there's a pay-per-view. I think there's one coming up in actually a week or two. I think that they're oversaturating it right now. And at some point, you can't have the big guys always on the card. I think that they're going to have some where they will actually get very low buy rates. especially with the women's UFC right now going on, I actually believe that if they don't have a good female fighter taking on Ronda Rousey, there's going to be a lot of people that are just going to be like, oh, she's going to beat her in 10 seconds. I'm not going to spend the $75 to get this pay-per-view. And actually, that's my beef with it, because you're getting potentially you could only get 2 hours worth of basically fighting, and you get another 2 hours that you can see for free. If it turns out where people just keep losing over and over again, or the fights are done within the first round, you're not going to want to watch it. That's what happened.
No.
If you remember boxing at one point was huge. Boxing was so huge. And then now no one wants to watch it.
Well, except for the big pay-per-view coming up in May. But after that, you know, that's the big thing that they've always been teasing. And, you know, just like with UFC, and you know, just to go off on a small tangent here with UFC, I 100% agree with you about the main event, you know, being a 20-second match, under 20 seconds. And that's always been my biggest problem I've had with those types of events, because at least with WWE, yeah, you know it's fake, but you're going to be entertained. You know, when you go to a pro football game, you know you're going to be there for 3 hours, you know, baseball 2.5 hours, you know, hockey, basketball, whatever. You know you're going to be there for a certain amount of time. What if in football it was first person to score, you know, the first person to get a touchdown? You would have games that might last for 2 quarters, but guess what? You're also going to have games that are going to last for 10 seconds. You know, the opening kickoff gets taken back for a touchdown. That's not fun, and I think that's the biggest problem, in my opinion, with that type of a sport, with UFC and MMA, because you have that happen, and it can happen very often. And the thing is, like you said, with Ronda Rousey, you know, she is a beast to be reckoned with. She really is. She is the Brock Lesnar of the women's division of UFC. She really is. But there's no one else to fight her. There's no one credible. And so I'm not going to put money down to see that, whereas – in boxing, there really are two boxing names that I know very well, and they're finally going to go at it in May. I will put my money down for that. Yeah, it's going to be $100 or whatever for the pay-per-view, but I'm going to put my money down for it, and I'm sure that they're going to make a lot of money. But that seems like something that's going to last longer than 20 seconds, though, too.
Do you think that's actually going to be like a $100 pay-per-view?
I think it is, actually.
Oh, geez. Because I know they're usually like $80, but I would never pay $100 to watch a boxing.
Well, I'm not going to pay myself. I'm going to be with friends. So, you know, we're going to pull our money together and see it. But
that is true.
You know, yeah.
Anyway, so Samoa Joe, we talked about how he signed with Ring of Honor. But here's the weird part. He is only going to wrestle 5 matches. That's it. Mm-hmm. And it was really weird because they made it sound like he was going to be in the Indies and he was going to do Ring of Honor. Now things have changed all of a sudden. And people were speculating that Triple H has become a fan of Samoa Joe all of a sudden. And he would like to see him come into NXT and maybe even to the big stage. Do you
think... You mean NXT?
Well, go to NXT and then go to WWE, as in like go to Raw or SmackDown. Do you think...
Well, why would he go from the main roster up to developmental? I'm confused by that.
I'm sorry. What I meant was he starts at NXT. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but he's going to be in NXT and then he's going to go developmental.
He's going to go to NXT and then he's going to go to the
NXT, the main roster, where the good boys play, wrestling is, right?
Correct. yeah, and that's the thing. I wonder what they're going to call him, because they're not going to call him Samoa Joe. You know they won't. They're going to change his name, which I think that in his case, it's a complete... You just can't do it. There's some guys that they have made a name and people know that name. Kevin Owens got away with it because he was Kevin Steen and then it was Kevin Owens. Okay, so that's very similar. Okay, you can get away with that. But Samoa Joe, what are you going to call him? Samoa something? You know, what are you going to call him?
The thing is, it's not like he was in the Indies. Look, I love Kevin Owens and Kevin Steen. But he was in the Indies. You know, Ring of Honor is not seen by that many people. And as much as we love him, he was still an indie darling. You know, same thing, honestly, with Daniel Bryan, you know, Bryan Danielson. Granted, they did a really good job with his name. I mean, he happens to have one of those kind of fun names that you can do that with. CM Punk was a very smart move, you know, to not change it to something stupid. But Samoa Joe has been with TNA. TNA is not indie wrestling. TNA is a national promotion. yeah, they don't get the numbers that WWE does, but they are a national brand. It'd be like taking a Bobby Roode and saying, we're going to give you a we're going to name you Robert Rousey or something, you know, like giving them a dumb name like that, you know, which is something they probably would do. I think that Samoa Joe, unless you have an amazing name ready to go for him, you need to keep it Samoa Joe, because people are going to be chanting for Samoa Joe. And guess what? You don't want to go in like with when Albert came back as Tensai, people were chanting for Albert and calling him A-Train and stuff like that. People are going to be chanting Joe is going to kill you. So you have to have Joe in the name then, don't you? You know, you got to do something. So
and
I don't know.
Here's the weird part, too, is that the WWE's kind of gone away from what it used to be. They wanted to get guys who were really big and fit, and now they're kind of going with guys that are, you know, right around the 6 foot range, and they're kind of heavy set. I mean, you look at Bull Dempsey, Kevin Owens is a good example, and if you get Samoa Joe, that's three in your developmental. And
I wouldn't count Bull Dempsey. I don't think that he's been knocking the socks off any wrestling fans.
He kind of was there, and then they kind of, you know, him with is it Corbin, if I'm correct?
Yeah,
and it just kind of went downhill, and you're just like, what? Come on.
I don't know. I mean, he has done nothing to impress me at all. So, whereas Kevin Owens obviously has always had a name, and he's proved that with his work in the ring with NXT, shows how well he can adapt with new people. You know, because granted, yeah, he's wrestled Sami Zayn a lot. He's wrestled Pac quite a bit too, so it's not like it was new territory. But, you know, he's been putting on some good matches in WWE.
Ah, you called him Pac.
I know, right?
That name is better than Adrian Neville.
Neville is a Neville dumb Neville. Name.
Like, he should be called Pac. And I think that people would be
they could have come X-Pac? Up with a better name. Look, even Pac, I understand why they changed it. That one I'm totally okay with. But come up with a better name, you know? And it's just like with, you know, Prince Devitt. Should have been Prince Devitt. That's what it should have been.
Well,
it
would have been Kenta? Better.
That's okay to change. I think
Kenta should have kept it. I think it should have stayed Kenta.
And it would have been smart to probably, but
I see their point because they don't want to pay, because they can get away then with not paying them royalties when they leave. And I believe that's the real reason why they're doing that. But
probably. I'm sure that there's something there. But, you know, with Samoa Joe, in my opinion, I think that you really need to keep him that same name, especially if you want to do a best of Samoa Joe and you want to borrow stuff from Ring of Honor. It's probably smart to be like, oh, wait, why are they calling him Samoa Joe here and something crazy over here? But anyway,
why are they calling him Tyre Black in Ring of Honor? Why are they calling Daniel Bryan Bryan Danielson in Ring of Honor? And they're borrowing footage from that to put onto their DVD. Come on. By the way, what did you think about TNA actually beating the WWE over in Germany for the first time?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. TNA president Dixie Carter, you know, like made a big deal about it. And I was like, so? Like,
well,
big deal.
Hey, it's a market.
The WWE network's not there yet, but when it does come, then you'll never be able to say that again. Speaking of possibly going to TNA, which I doubt it, Rey Mysterio Jr. is gone. He is now done with his contract with the WWE. I'm kind of shocked that he didn't wrestle at least one more time with them. Mm-hmm. But I do agree with what the WWE did. They paid him a buttload of money, and he didn't do anything. He just sat at home the entire time and maybe made an appearance every other month. We'll say like maybe four times. And he got paid all this money, and he said he wasn't cashing the checks, in quotes, which means that it was going into it was getting direct deposited into his account.
Problem.
It's just that he wasn't taking the extra royalty checks he probably wasn't cashing. But he got his guaranteed downside. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Anyways, but he's asking $20,000 on the indie scene. A couple of people are going to pay it, but I'll just say it right now. He will be able to do it probably for the next 3, maybe 6 months. He may get a couple of people here and there. And then people are going to be like, listen, I'll pay you $5,000 to come to our show and wrestle.
Yeah. He will not get $20,000 for a long period of time. And yeah, I know that the promoters or whatever get a cut of his merchandise sales, and which, you know, that's really great. But if you're packing a arena of 400 people with Rey Mysterio, nothing against him. I mean, he's great and all, but $20,000, I would not.
400 people paying $50 a shot just pays for him. And then you have to remember, you got to pay the other wrestlers. You got to pay the refs. You got to pay the ring crew. You have to pay a lot of people. And you may get a cut of the concessions, and you may get some money when you make the DVD. But when it's all said and done, that's all you got. You got Ray to come in to a 400-seat auditorium. I know, because I did find out that some people were asking him to come to a couple shows, but they said, how about you just do a signing? We'll give you $5,000 for it. And from what I saw, he just said no. He's like, no, $20,000. And that $20,000 on some places, it's not even a guarantee that he's going to wrestle a long match. It's just that he's definitely going to be there, which I find weird. But anyways, but Rey Mysterio, him being gone, it's kind of sad, but it's bittersweet because I wanted to see him wrestle one more time at WrestleMania. That he should have done that and then called it. Go to AAA, go to Lucha Underground, you know, but...
Well, the thing is, Rey is a smaller guy. He fights from underneath, and they needed to, you know, he only has so many dance partners he can really work with and make it believable. And so you don't have a whole lot there that you can work with, unfortunately, and they're not going to push him down to NXT. So, you know, him going to Lucha is probably a very smart move, going to AAA, where he doesn't have to wrestle nearly as much. Because the thing is with, you know, Lucha Underground... You know, all of those guys are taking indie shows. I mean, you know, Alberto El Patron is going on there, and he's also doing Ring of Honor and AAA. You know, he's doing all right, you know, right now. And just like with Mysterio, he can go there and do Lucha and not have to do – he can do a couple of matches there, you know, get paid very well, do some matches with AAA, and take the rest of the time off. He doesn't have to put that much, like, twerk on his body like they've been doing with WWE. So I actually think that it's a really good thing that he has left WWE.
Yeah, plus, you know, Lucha Underground will tape, you know, 6 to 8 episodes over a few day period. And for him, it would actually work out great because if he only wrestles twice, good for him. Or if he appears on half those shows, you're talking he's gone. We'll just say that they tape on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He's gone Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then he's back Monday, and then he's going to be there probably for 2 to 3 weeks. And not have to go back, if not even longer than that, and he's going to get a good pay cut or good amount of money. Plus, you never know; he may sell his cruiserweight tag title from WCW. You never know. Here's something that I find really weird, and we talked about this, and this is going back. We're talking like in the hundreds of episodes, as in like maybe like we'll say 120. I'm just guessing. Probably not 120, but somewhere around that time, we talked about how someone in developmental was very upset because Bill DeMott's a bully is what he was called. Mm-hmm. And WWE back then did an investigation on him. And it turned out that, well, it wasn't true. So they had to do another one or they did one. I'm sorry, this is going back for the 2 years. It's the WWE took the accusations that was made by a couple of wrestlers, one of them being Dolph Ziggler's little brother, and this guy Judas Delvin, which I don't remember him, if that tells you anything. Mm-hmm. He said that they took the allegations very seriously, that they conducted a full investigation, and they were unable to validate any of his claims.
Sure.
So the only thing that I read that I thought was that I heard was that I believe is true is I know that Enzo Amore, him and Big Cass, you know, soft. Supposedly, he has an issue with Bill DeMott, and it's that's always been known. But he said that there was one point where basically he could have broke his neck, and I can't remember what he did. They said he
dropped
did,
him on his head or something.
Pretty much, almost dropped him on his head, and he was fine. But you know that might have happened, but you know I don't know. Enzo does not like DeMott, and we know that's. We know that, but I don't know how true this is because I can see him being a jerk, but, you know, it's just
I'm sure he is. And the thing is, look, General Ruction is not the nicest guy.
We
know that based on, you know, his, you know, videos that you've seen of him on Tough Enough and you know, NXT and, you know, anything that they've shown him. Honestly, he looks like a jerk. He really does. Now, you know, I think that he had a... okay career in WCW. He's going to be best known for the guy who wrestled Bill Goldberg the very first time.
I was going to ask that. I was going to say that. Yeah.
You know, that's his big moment in the wrestling world. Kudos to him for that. You know, and I'm sure that he's a good trainer, but he's also kind of a jerk. And sometimes you need those people who need to be a little bit of a jerk. But I'm sure that some of the people gave him a lot of attitude, so he gave him a lot of attitude back. The problem is he probably doesn't have good patience. And so that's going to be the biggest downfall. Are these stories true? Probably. But I bet that they are.
I think that they're true for guys that were not real wrestlers first. As in, like, it's not like with the Owens coming in and with Zayn coming in, they have to do the same drills as everyone else, which I don't think they should. DeMott should work with the guys that they're just getting in. The guys who are on TV now, they should be in a different ring with Norman Smiley working on stuff, putting better matches together. That's what, mm-hmm. Because that's one thing. Smiley, by the way, happy birthday. He just turned 50. That's one thing Smiley was really good at. He could put a match together, and he might be able to give something that maybe Zayn was like, oh my gosh, that makes better sense. That's when I should do this spot. Then we do this spot and tell us a better story. You should have those guys over there. Have DeMott train the guys that were just bodybuilders, or they're hockey players or some Joe off the street. That's where DeMott's probably the best at, because he'll beat the crap out of the guys, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he'll wear them down. If they can take it, then that means they can take pretty much anything. And when they actually go to TV, have a couple squash matches, and they get to that point where they can go to Norman Smiley, or they can go to, I would say Eugene, but he's no longer there.
The thing is, these allegations, though, it's not very good for a publicly traded company who has the Be a Star campaign, and then they're saying that one of the biggest, you know, that one of the most important people there, who is a trainer, they're claiming to be a bully. And so I think that really kind of says something, you know. It says that they probably need to have him tone it down a little bit, and they probably are going to have a sit down with him. And we may hear about him having a lighter tone with some of the trainees there. So,
yeah, but see, I can go on and on about this. So, but my thing is, he should probably stay away from the guys who have been established, who don't have the bad habits, like Zayn, like basically probably the top 15 guys in the NXT. Let those guys go somewhere else. The guys who are nobodies, who are probably the rosebuds, they need to stay with DeMott and get their crap kicked out of them. Anyway, so let's talk about some WWE programming for this week. So Cena and Rusev looks like it's going to happen at WrestleMania. It's not confirmed yet, but we know it's going to happen. And the thing is, people are cheering for Rusev, which is the sad part. Shouldn't they be really cheering for Cena? Because he's basically saying he's American and Rusev's not, which is true. You pretty much have to root for Cena, but people are like, we still don't like John Cena. So John Cena sucks.
Do we need a second one of these?
I don't think we need a second one, but if you want to give Rusev his first loss, why not give it to John Cena, because he's got everything else? I mean, Triple H probably should have broke Undertaker's streak. And finally, he was like, no, I guess I'll let him I'll do a favor for Taker, you know. But,
you know, the thing is, and I can't wait to do a WrestleMania special. I really can't. I don't know everyone who will be on there, but, you know, I know that
Travis Peterson on. He's always a good one to get on. Same thing. And yeah. Doug Hahn will definitely be on. We'll just say.
Well, yeah, Doug will. He'll arrest some guy and bring him in onto the show if he has to, just to be there. He'll drive the squad car and be like, you wait here. I got to do a podcast real quick. But I can't wait to do it, because we're going to have a lot to talk about, and just not just the outcomes, but why we think it's going to happen that way, because there's definitely some stuff that we'll have. And in particular, I can't wait for this match, because it's not just Cena should be the one guy who beats him, because that way he can always have that. But then there's that, well, why should it be Cena? Why shouldn't it be somebody else, somebody who's young and hungry, like a Roman Reigns? If a Roman Reigns beats a Rusev, then Roman Reigns can always say, I'm the guy that gave you your first loss. And Roman Reigns is theoretically going to be around for a while. So we're going to have a little bit to talk about there. But, I mean, do we need this a second time? You know, does Cena really need the U.S. title? I mean, is that really going to be a step? I mean, that'll be a pretty big step down for him, won't it?
I think it's a step down. But I'm wondering if maybe they'll bring back.
That's the title Zack Ryder held.
Yes, he did at one point. Zack Ryder was the U.S. champion. But
throw that title away.
No, like, come on. I love that title.
I'm sorry.
Maybe he'll enforce WCW rules where he can ask for a title match against Seth Rollins.
The thing is, you know, not just that, but, you know, it wasn't just him because David Flair held that title. And that is all you need to know. Because once David Flair touched that title, throw it in the trash. That thing is worthless then. Just like WCW's title, you know.
Like the WWE women's title that Medusa threw in the trash. By the way, she's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Do you think she's going to throw that in the trash too?
No, but I'm glad that they included that in her package because that was honestly the thing I knew her for the most.
What did she do when she was Medusa in WCW, by the way? I don't remember her at all.
Not during that time. I don't remember what she did. She was in Macho Man's stable in the 2000s. It was like her Gorgeous George. He had like three women like that hung around
Molly
with him.
Molly Holly.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
Hey, by the way, so we called something, which I said, you know, they're going to make this a ladder match and probably have other people in it. Guess what? I was right. They must listen to our show.
They do. Yeah. So what you're talking about is the Intercontinental title that is now a ladder match. They've already announced a couple people for it. There's obviously quite a few people who are rumored for it as well. It's almost basically a Money in the Bank match, don't you think?
It is, but
for the IC title.
They're giving this match some love. I mean, you're going to have R-Truth in there. You're definitely going to have, of course. I hope they don't put Daniel Bryan in this match. I really don't.
They're really teasing it, you know, on SmackDown, of course. Ziggler said that Daniel Bryan should be in here, and it's like, oh, really, dude? But okay, so you have Bad News Barrett, of course, R-Truth, Dean Ambrose, Ziggler, Harper. Maybe Miz might be in there? That could be interesting.
No, because they're going to do Sandow versus Miz, I believe.
Not at WrestleMania.
Oh, I think they will. I think they should, actually.
They won't have enough time for that.
They're teasing it big time.
I know they are, but they don't have enough time for it.
You can have that as the opening match, though, and then have the IC title.
It doesn't matter. They only do 8 matches at WrestleMania. That will not be one of them.
I don't think Undertaker's going to wrestle. I think that they're going to tease it and tease it and tease it, and Bray Wyatt's going to call him out, and then he's going to leave the ring.
Okay. I mean, it's possible. If he doesn't, then yeah, maybe that'll be the match that they fill it with. But either way, the IC title match, they have done the job that they've done in the past 3 weeks with the Intercontinental Championship have made people care about the title again. And that's something that they should have been doing over the past 6 months when Brock Lesnar was the WWE champion. And that's the problem that they had because, you know what, for a while, I didn't know who the IC champion was. In fact, Andy, let me ask you. 6 months ago, do you know who the IC title belonged to?
Luke Harper.
Probably. Probably, actually. I don't know. That's a pretty good guess. I'm guessing it might be him. But I know Dolph Ziggler had at one point in time. Bad News Barrett has it now. I think he might have had it like 9 months ago. I don't know.
Had it as well.
Yeah, they've done a really crappy job just making people care about it. And now people are caring about it because you have some of the best stars in the company going after the title and making it worthwhile. Don't get me wrong. It has been tainted with some certain reigns, but hopefully not Roman. But hopefully they will, do a better job here and give it some much needed love and make it a championship that is worth holding again. And that's what I'm hoping they do.
Do you really care about the whole Sting Triple H thing now? Do you think it's just like they've been waiting and pushing this for a long time since November, 4 months for the payoff? Do you think that at some point you're just like, I'm done with this?
No.
And like, I want to see this match, but I'm wondering how Sting's going to be, because if you remember when he didn't wrestle for 18 months and he was just in the rafters, his match against Hogan was horrible. He didn't even wrestle at house shows. He didn't even have a practice match. He just went in there like, oh, it's going to be like riding a bike. Worst match ever.
No, it wasn't.
It was bad.
It was bad.
It was bad. We'll just leave it at that.
The WWE is smarter than what WCW was. I'm sure Sting has been going to the gym nonstop. I know, obviously, Triple H has, because he had referenced it on Stone Cold's podcast. And so I'm sure that Sting is doing the same. I'm sure that they're going to have a practice run through. I'm sure that they will, Sting's not going to go in there having not wrestled for a while. And I do want to say I'm very surprised that WWE has put Sting and developmental on Raw and not pushed him to the main roster of NXT yet.
Do you think that good old Curtis Axel or Axelmania or maybe even Ryder are going to actually help train with Sting? Because, you know, terminology is different in the WWE than it is. Like, if you go to the Indies and then you go to Ring of Honor or TNA, it's not that big of a transition. But when you go to the WWE, there is a transition on how they call spots. I'm wondering if they're going to, like, one of those guys is going to be gone. Because if you notice, Curtis Axel on Raw got taken out. I'm wondering if he's gone for a while and he's going to train with Sting down in...
They have other people and they have, you know, Bill DeMott if anything else. You know, you're like, oh, hey, Sting, how's it going? Haven't seen you in a while, you know. There are people there that he'll be with. So, but as far as the Sting Triple H segments go, I want to ask you, do you think it's smart for them to do basically a WWF versus WCW type match?
They have, but I think they've done a poor job at it. They should have done more stuff. And you can see, this is the problem with the network. The network should be pushing, like, hey, this is what happened on this Raw, and this is what happened on this Nitro, where they're going head to head.
That's a different topic, though. Let me ask you this. Sting is supposed to be the face, right? And Triple H is supposed to be the heel?
Yes, but you could have actually had people care about it if they knew because some people may not know who Sting is. I mean, okay,
so
people will know who Sting is. They've been running
vignettes on him, though. So, you know, right now Sting is the good guy. Triple H is the bad guy, and Triple H is saying, "Sting, you tried to put me out of business." Yet people are supposed to be sympathetic towards Sting because Triple H helped put him out of business.
Yeah, he throws those digs in there every so often. Like, okay, we get it, dude. Let's move on.
Like, I'm confused as to who the heel and who the face is in this, because it's not – you're trying to make Sting the face and you're trying to make Triple H the heel, but they're doing a really poor job of it, in my opinion. And I think that they're having issues making people care as much. I get it, you know, and it's a WrestleMania match. Sting's going to be there. We're going to talk about our picks, you know, here in a couple weeks, which I can't wait to see what people pick. But I don't know. I personally, this isn't the dream match I want.
Yeah, I think the way they've done it, they've made it so Triple H can throw, like, hey, we put you out of business, but you almost put us out of business. But it's more about WWE, pro WWE, opposed to Triple H versus Sting. And that's my problem with the match so far. But
yeah.
Oh, well. So let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click strip installs with a freeside builder, hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top to save big money on items from WWEshop.com. So let's talk some Impact Wrestling. MVP, well, he loses. That's about it.
Yep. So, you know, this past week, he failed to beat Lashley. And so, you know, he won the number one contenders match a couple weeks ago, cashing his ability to take on Lashley. Finally got to see that match. A lot of interference from the BDC. And, it was interesting, you know, but Lashley still retained and was victorious. Lashley, I think that they build him pretty well, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think they've done a good job with Lashley. And he's big, and no matter how you look at it, I always compared him to Brock Lesnar because he was a big guy.
Oh, absolutely.
And his entrance was very similar to Lesnar. He would jump up from the floor to the apron, and then the sparks would fly. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what his finishing move was.
Was it the spear?
It was a spear. Okay, so he used the spear. For some reason, I thought he used the F5. So, anyways, he's a monster, and I think that's why he had the title. He has the title right now, and MVP took him on. MVP, by the way, looks old for some reason. Just
he does look a little bit older. MVP is great on the mic, though, and I really like his TNA run. Other than the fact he was a face and then became a heel almost immediately for some weird reason. But, you know, he is great on the mic, and I liked him. I like him much more now than I did in WWE. With that said, though, Lashley is definitely the guy who – them putting the title on Eric Young was a huge mistake, in my opinion. I think giving it back to Lashley was a smart move because you need to have someone who's established or somebody that you can help make establish. As much as we hate Roman Reigns is a guy that we're going to see whether or not he can run with the title here very shortly. And with TNA, you know, when they were, you know, if I was in the writing, like they were pitching that, they're like, we should give it to Eric Young. He deserves it. I'd be like, he deserves it. He shouldn't get it though. You know, like that's fine. Like, yeah, he put in his body of work and, you know, he's done a lot for the business and that's great, but he does not need the title. Like, I mean, no, we don't need a feel-good story here. You know, we don't want a Chris Sabin this. You know, we need to, you know, keep the title on Magnus because that was a smart play. And, you know, let Lashley take that off him. But they didn't.
Sorry about the Sabin spoiler, by the way. I really thought you knew. Yeah. Going back a few episodes. Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I'm almost bored with TNA now.
Really?
I don't know, dude. Something about them.
Well, you know, I mean, we skipped talking about them last week because, you know, of course, if anyone who's been listening to this show for the past 258 episodes, you know that we have a typical format that we go to. And, you know, we have skipped TNA a few times other than when they were 100% off. We've skipped them probably a handful of times. And it's, you know, if we just had too much WWE stuff to talk about or there just wasn't enough Impact Wrestling stuff to talk about. And it really feels that we don't have enough to talk about for them. So, you know, I totally get it. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
By the way, including specials, it's 271. I just want to throw that out there.
So, Andy, a couple of things we just want to power through here real quick. First things first, the Wolves are now your new tag champs. What do you think? Is that a smart move to give them back the tag titles?
Yeah, if his heel finally heals up. Yeah. You know, since he broke it. Yeah, I like the Wolves as tag champs. I kind of dig them. I think that they would have been better in NXT sometimes, but then other times I think they're great with TNA. It just depends on how you look at it. One week I'll say, man, they should have been in WWE. Then the next week it's like, you know, they're perfectly, they need to be in TNA because it helps TNA out a lot. It's just like, well, Derek Bateman. I'm like, Derek Bateman, why is he going to TNA? He's going to stink. And then EC3 took off. So we'll just leave it at that. But yeah.
Speaking of which, Andy, so what do you think then of Anderson coming to Spud's aid to attack the evil EC3?
Well, it's interesting to have Anderson come back to do this. Because you can have him come in and then Spud, of course, you know, EC3 can't beat Spud. And, you know, Spud can't beat EC3 and, you know, Spud can't beat Tyrus. But if you throw Ken Anderson in, he can beat both those guys. Mm-hmm. Maybe not at the same time, but you could have a tag match with that. You could have Ken Anderson do something where it's like a hair versus hair match, which actually that would be cool. Hair versus hair match with those two guys. That would be interesting if they did that.
Well, they are doing a hair versus hair match, Spud versus EC3, I believe, I want to say next week or the week after.
Yeah, but I was talking about if you had it with Ken Anderson, because you already know that, like, well, if it's hair versus hair, you know Spud's going to lose. So if, at least with Ken Anderson, if he's in the ring as well, there's a chance that, hey, EC3 could actually be handed his first singles loss.
Could be, yeah. Which I'm, you know, I personally think that they should anyway, but that's just me. And then, Andy, the last bit of information from TNA this week is that Kurt Angle defeated EY and Robert Roode, Bobby Roode, to become the number one contender for the TNA title. What do you think?
To me, this is interesting because they've been teasing those two guys going at it for a while. By the way, when's the briefcase come into play?
Not sure.
Just saying. It could be thrown out there at any point. It could be right before the match. By the way, Austin Aries is going to throw himself into this match and make it a three-way or whatever.
Yeah.
Which he could.
But they've been doing a good job of teasing that, I would say.
This is the one thing I will say TNA has done very well. That's it. The way
that's
that this
the only
been,
thing.
Well, I mean, there's other things, but to me, it's like there's been a lot of fast forwarding. A lot of fast forwarding. And maybe I missed something at some point, but I can watch TNA right now in about 15 minutes, if that tells anything.
Oh, really? No. TNA for me is probably 45 minutes, I would say, of a two-hour show. Hour-and-a-half show. Whereas WWE, which is 3 hours, is probably about the same.
Man, don't get me started. I've watched way too much wrestling.
Well, yeah, you can't oversaturate, man. Can't oversaturate.
I'll tell you the truth. I actually never finished watching Raw. If that tells me.
Really?
I never got around to it. I watched Countdown. I watched NXT, but I did not watch Raw. I did not finish Raw. I got to the point where they were backstage with the Divas. That's where I stopped. So like, I think I have like another 30 minutes to go. I was so exhausted the other night. I'm like, I can't finish watching this. So what I turn on Game of Thrones and work. That's a different story. Anyways, so Aaron, by the way, did you apply to become the program director for the WWE Network?
Don't have the credentials for it yet.
Neither do I, but I went ahead and threw a thing in there saying, I can do this, period. I'm hoping they call me.
Yeah, if I saw that application, I definitely would call you.
Well, I would just say, look at me. And that's it. Because I figure then they would actually be like, this guy's either the biggest loser or the smartest guy ever. We're going to fly him out first class. Come on. It'd be awesome. Anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AlthamArcade6. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.